optics of North and South Korean cooperation at the Games.
As we speak, an estimated 100,000 North Korean citizens labor in modern-day gulags. Those who dare raise their voices in dissent are imprisoned, tortured, and even murdered.
Again, saying all options are on the table for dealing with North Korean threats. And this is USA Radio News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Several parades in the news this morning, as there will be a military parade as President Donald Trump has requested. But James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, says when, where, how big, and exactly what will be displayed has not yet been determined. Mattis said during a briefing at the White House yesterday.
We're all aware in this country of the president's affection and respect for the military.
Meanwhile, a parade in Pyongyang, North Korea, filling the streets with military hardware a few hours ago, and about 50,000 people were at the event, over 13,000 soldiers taking part in it. And the third parade in the news is Philadelphia's planned parade today to celebrate the Eagles' Super Bowl victory. Eagles first-string quarterback Carson Wentz, who had to watch as backup QB Nick Foles led the team to the first-ever Super Bowl championship. Well, Wentz is going to be delivering the keynote speech at this morning's National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, standing in for Vice President Mike Pence, who is missing the breakfast because he's headed to South Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The former Subway restaurant spokesman who was convicted of child pornography says he was treated unfairly because the judge in the case has teenage daughters. Jared Fogel arguing in a court filing this week that the judge demonstrated bias against him because she had two teenage daughters at the time and that his case involved a teenage prostitute. Turning to some much lighter news, a famous cartoon van got in a bit of hot water, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Where are you? Three backpackers sleeping in a van that was painted like Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine woke up to find their vehicle partly submerged in Australian floodwaters.
Yeah, but then what happened to Daphne?
I don't know.
A video posted to Facebook by Pyramid Views shows the van submerged almost up to its roof while parked at a picnic area in Gordonvale, Queensland.
Jinkies!
Queensland Fire and Rescue Officer Guy Bulmer was first on the scene. He said the water was all the way up to the window and the three backpackers were up on the roof.
Yikes!
Also, there was a crocodile sign almost right next to the vehicle.
Every man for himself!
Officers helped the campers travel from the roof of the van to dry land.
Hey, Daphne, you're okay now!
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Ah, those meddling kids. Anyway, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, counselors chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
All right, the time is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it's 27 degrees. Clear skies, no chance of rain today, and it's nobody's raining on the Eagles parade, I guess is the way you would put it. We do have a special statement in effect. The areas of ice this morning, temperatures dropped way below freezing. During the night in eastern Pennsylvania and northern New Jersey, standing water from Wednesday's precipitation has frozen. And untreated roads, walkways, and parking lots will be have black ice. So please prepare for that. Drive safely, smart. Walk gingerly and hold on to something. It is Thursday, February 8th, 2018. And abundant sunshine today and a high of 32. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A clear sky and a low of 18 tonight. Winds light and variable. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 38. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers in the afternoon, a high of 50. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Rain and 54 on Sunday, chance of rain 100%, near a half an inch. Partly cloudy skies on Monday the 12th. In the morning hours, will give way to occasional showers and 44 in the afternoon. And Tuesday the 13th, cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower, 44. Temperatures in the area, 23 at the county complex, 28 in Raritan, 28 in Hopewell, 24 in Frenchtown, 23 in Easton, 23 in Long Valley, 32 up in Bernardsville, and 28 over in Bernardsville, and 32 up here, I guess, like Parsippany and Florham Park. That is Good Morning Hunting, and that's Hunting Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's Opera Day. That is Enrico Caruso, O Solo Mio. And still, I guess, considered one of the greatest tenors ever to grace any stage. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com. It's our second hour. Glad to be back. I've been away for, well, I guess it's about 6 weeks.
Up there with such courtesy. He smiled. But most of all, let us thank and acknowledge the dreamers.
That's Pelosi speaking at the close of what may have been the longest such floor speech in history. In Texas, they're mourning the death of a police officer killed while answering a domestic disturbance call in a Dallas suburb yesterday. and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter will resign from the Trump White House after two women who were previously married to him came forward with allegations of abuse. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying,
it won't be immediate, but he is resigning from the White House, but is going to stay on to ensure that there's a smooth transition.
Porter has denied the accusations from the women. U.S. forces have carried out an airstrike against Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan near the border with China. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The airstrikes were aimed at terrorists from the East Turkestan Islamic Front and against the Taliban. Air Force Major General James Hecker.
The destruction of these training facilities prevent terrorists from planning any acts near the border with China and Tajikistan. The strikes also destroyed stolen Afghan National Army vehicles and the process of being converted to vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices.
The airstrike targeted Taliban narcotics and training facilities.
USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Vice President Mike Pence is heading to South Korea to attend the Winter Olympics, which begin tomorrow. The vice president stopping in Japan, where he sent a strong message again to North Korea as he spoke to U.S. troops at Yokota Air Base.
All options are on the table, and the American Armed Forces and self-defense forces of Japan will be ready to defend our people and our way of life.
Still not through the roof, but President Trump's approval rating is up a bit, hitting 40% in a new Quinnipiac poll. It's his best score in that survey in 7 months. Bolstered by the strong economy and quickly shifting numbers on the tax cut, the poll states 51% of voters surveyed approve of how President Trump is handling the economy. That's his highest mark on that question since his inauguration. 7 in 10 American voters, 70%, say the U.S. economy is excellent or good. That's the best mark on that question since 2001. And a new study reports older people who are pessimistic about old age are more likely to develop dementia in their old age. Researchers with the Yale School of Public Health studying over 4,700 Americans whose average age was 72, and they claim that people who had positive beliefs about aging were 44% less likely to develop dementia over the coming 4 years as compared to people with negative beliefs. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it's 24 degrees. Clear skies, no chance of rain today. We do have a special statement in effect that areas of ice this morning, especially black lace on some of the roads, driveways, and sidewalks due to the precipitation that had fallen last night. So if you are walking out a little this morning, be careful and be aware that you could hit a slick spot either driving or walking. For the rest of the forecast, let's see what's going on. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 33. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A clear sky and a low of 19 tonight. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and a high of 37. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers in the afternoon, a high of 51. Sunday, rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon and a high of 55. Chance of rain 100% and about a half an inch of rain is expected. Monday the 12th, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will give way to occasional showers in the afternoon, a high of 45. And on Tuesday the 13th, overcast and a slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 44. Temperatures in the area right now, it is 23 over in Lebanon, 25 over in Raritan, 24 down in Lambertville, 24 over in Pattonburg, 23 in Hampton, 20 up in Tewksbury, and 25 over in Easton. That's Good Morning Hunting and Hunting Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the...
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And, oh, it's so nice to be back in here, isn't it, Mike? I bet you couldn't wait to get back in the studio.
It's funny that you say that, because I truly, genuinely couldn't. I even posted on Facebook that I couldn't wait to get back in here. Folks, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all. Hey, did either one of you fellows watch the State of the Union this week?
Yeah, on accident.
And it was an accident? Miles, you probably didn't catch it?
No, huh?
Listen, I happened to watch it. And listen, I got to tell you, folks, and you guys, obviously, we all watched it. By the way, folks, we were messaging back and forth throughout the entire thing this week. But listen, keep in mind, I got to say up front, I got to say it again, I was not a big Trumpublican. Miles Bauer is our resident Trumpublican. Putting that issue out on the table as my offer of earnestness, let me then add that it was probably the best, no, it was absolutely the best State of the Union I've seen in 29 years. I'm just telling you as a matter of fact, it hit all the bases it needed to hit. He had the right tone. It was a message of positive. It was a message about defending American sovereignty. It was all of my checklist. So I enjoyed it. It was Sometimes you'll watch these and they get boring. We're going, jeepers, I got to do this for show prep. This had me on the edge of my chair. It was exciting. He kept it lively. Miles, what was your review of it? How did you see it?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of afraid at first because the mainstream media was coming out saying he was going to extend an olive branch to the Democrats. So I thought he was going to really water it down.
From everything they said, I even joked with you. I said, that's not an olive branch. That's the entire olive tree.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm glad it wasn't about him. You could really see he was trying to make this about the people of the United States. And he even said at the end about the people are making America great again.
And listen, I think he was exactly right. Listen, folks, I made a whole long list of notes during it. I'm not going to bore everyone with going through them. I think by the time I got done, I ended up with 31 or 32 points that I thought he was just incredible over. But I would be remiss if I didn't pause for a minute and say one of the things I found astounding about watching the State of the Union were, frankly, the things that the Democrats did not stand up on, things that I thought were bravo for the United States as a unified union of states, bravo that we're able to do these things, to talk about them in an open fashion, and they sat on their hands. And I thought, you know, George Washington warned us about partisanship. Sometimes you've got to step outside and look and say, what's best for the folks here in our union? And they just don't seem to be willing to do that, to get beyond their rancor and focus on 2018 and power and money. That seems to be their, boy, I was really disgusted, frankly, by their decorum.
Was that mainly the representatives and not the senators? Because I did remember, like, I saw Cory Booker standing and Schumer clapping. But whenever they showed the representatives, they were sitting stone-faced on their hands.
Listen, in their defense, they did rise to some things. They rose, especially when President Trump was introducing some of the guests that he brought. And so they did rise for those folks.
Well, they didn't for the family whose daughters were killed by MS-13.
I think they didn't rise for his point that we've got to stop this and secure our country. And to me, that's not partisanship. It's just common sense. I hate to say that over and over on these shows, but it's just common sense. And by the way, it was the common sense that they embraced less than a decade ago. They themselves, Chuckie Schumer, all of them, not only did they support it, they embraced it and gave lectures on it. Now they sit on their hands because it's a Republican saying it?
They gave money to the border security.
Listen, shame on them, because we've got to be better than that. George Washington warned us that we've got to be better than partisanship. So, Miles, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that stuff just fries me.
Yeah, I mean, so we apparently are not able to celebrate the lowest African-American unemployment since they started keeping track of that. And apparently we can't celebrate the lowest Latino unemployment rate since they started keeping records around that. And, I mean, it's just sad that, to your point, that they can't get around their own partisanship and be happy just for regular people.
I got to tell you, now let me put my partisan hat back on now that I'm done ranting. As the district chair, I've got a contact with folks from across the Republican spectrum, both former legislators, current legislators, grassroots from up and down the 2nd District here in the state of Michigan. And listen, I received texts and Facebook messages from a number of them that were anything but Trump supporters that were going, wow, I like what I'm hearing. That's a big deal. That really, if his goal was to unite, and I believe it was, without selling out, if his goal was to unite, I think he did his part. And if there's someone that doesn't want to do their part, one of them, I can't remember, Gutierrez, I think, was one of the House reps, Democrat. When he walked out, he said, I can't remember the exact quote, but the moral of it was, is he'd been dreaming that there'd never be a racist U.S. president, and that dream or that hope, or whatever the words were, came to an end when he walked. I'm going, what did he say that was racist? I look back at my notes. The three of us watched this thing really close, and I don't see it. To me, it was the opposite of that. And I ask, if he's willing to stand with the United States folks, which is what I got out of that, and it goes to Miles' point, this is about the people and not him. If he's willing to do his part in this to make everyone better off, and they are the ones that stand on the side of an ideology that's kept minorities, frankly, in financial devastation for decades, I'm having a tough time with them throwing the word racist around any other direction except for at themselves.
Well, this goes back to the thing I've said for a while now is, if it's a good idea, it shouldn't matter whose mouth it comes out of.
Agreed.
They want infrastructure for 8, 10, 20, 30 years. All of a sudden, Trump says it. It's no go.
Right. No, oh, no, we don't
want
to do that.
These we want amnesty? Yeah. Well, no. We're not doing that now. Well, what do you mean you're not going to do it now? He's offering more amnesty than what there are, quote-unquote, DACA people. So he's giving above and beyond. He's more moderate, middle, left.
On that, he's moderate. And listen, he said in that we need to arrive at I can't tell you his words, folks, but we need to arrive at a negotiated conclusion to this where everyone has to give up a little.
He said, they're not getting everything they want. We're not getting everything we want. That's going to be a good deal then.
Right. Yeah, I think that's, not only is it fair to use their word, it's appropriate.
Yeah.
In the end, though, it should be about keeping, and by the way, I'm just so everyone knows where Mike Hewitt stands, I am an American dreamer. I'm just saying. I am an American dreamer. I loved that he said that. Miles, how about you?
Yeah, that was a great line about Americans are dreamers too.
And I've been hearing it in the media ever since he said it about how it was a racist, terrible statement. No, it's not.
American dream. That phrase has been around since the 40s. Sooner. The American dream. All of a sudden, that doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you guys lived through Reagan. And all I ever hear from my mom and my dad was, Reagan made you feel good to be American. Last night when this was done,
you felt good to be
American. I felt good to be an American. Is that what he made you feel like? Do we see a similarity in the way this was delivered?
What do you think, Miles?
Well, they have two different delivery styles, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, but the overall message, the feeling at the end.
Yeah, but I think here, somehow, and you guys, or rather, Mike, correct me. I somehow still felt the bowling balls getting thrown around the room last night. Maybe that's my own personal bias.
I agree.
And I don't necessarily remember Ron being so overt towards the opposition. No, I remember he made funny stories about the opposition, but Trump almost has an air of getting in their face going, you know what, this is what America is. This is the people we are. Deal with it.
Listen, I think that's an interesting point. We've got to go to a break, folks, and we'll be right back and pick it up right there.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues.
From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, we are back at it. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts all. Listen, before we move on to different topics, I want to carry on a little bit further with the State of the Union address from President Trump. Right before we went to break, Miles and I were just getting into a conversation about the delivery style between President Trump and President Reagan. And to your point, Miles, one of the things I liked about Trump, but I equally liked them about Reagan, is that neither one of them caved on their principles, whether it was politically in general or during a State of the Union address. So, and I guess I remember Reagan doing exactly what we just watched Trump do in this instance, which was to not retreat and not make himself something that he's not. This is who I am, and these are the things I support. And did you see it differently, Miles?
No, I mean, and that was what I was bringing up in the first segment. I was afraid listening to the media all day that he was going to try to reach out to the Democrats and cave on everything. And what it truly became is, look, this is the direction I'm going. I invite you to come along, but this is the direction that I'm actually going.
I get that, but, you know, it's what I was saying early on today, is that if you look at the success that is beginning in some of the communities that have been economically challenged, lowest unemployment rates, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how anybody could oppose that, which is why I brought in George Washington. How can you look at these numbers and say these folks are U.S. citizens, and that's important to me, I'm just saying. These folks are U.S. citizens, and they've been struggling, and we're starting to see some headway, and you oppose it? Too bad for you, because we're going to keep on going.
Yeah, but their party's the one that doesn't want to see you prosper.
Well, because they don't like success? What are you trying to tell me?
Well, they can't keep their thumb on you. If they give you just enough to survive, you won't revolt. And if you get more than you need, you won't need them.
So, and by the way, I've heard that a lot. I want Miles to chime in on that also in just a second, because I think you probably are getting the needlehead right where it needs to hit. If they solve these social problems, what will they have to sell and spin? 60 years of Detroit, it's went downhill, not up until the last 4 or 5 years. That says something about the ideology. So do you embrace your ideology more than you do humanity? Is your partisanship more important than the folks that support you? The answer should be no. The humanity and these folks are more important. So, Miles, what's your view on this topic?
Yeah, I mean, as we've talked about a bunch on the show, I mean, obviously there are folks in the Democrat Party, they need an underclass that they can take care of.
keeps them in office allows them to live in the Beltway.
To me it's fearsome. How about eliminated more regulations than any administration in history?
Well, that doesn't play well with the Democrats.
I don't understand why. I mean, I do understand why. They like central government, and they think that they know better how to run my store than I do.
Yeah.
That's not proven to be so correct. I'm not picking on Democrats or Republicans when I say the next thing, and I've said this a lot in the last 5 years on the show. I can't find anything that the government, as in terms of a policy or program, can successfully do. I've not found anything. One of the areas that I especially applauded him on was trying to find a way to offer veterans other health choices. Because we've watched what Obamacare did to us while folks are saying we need to go to a single-payer system. Well, ask your average veteran in any major market community how well that's working for them. So to the idea that he's the commander-in-chief is saying these folks need other alternatives, man, I like that a lot. What were your high points, Miles?
Yeah, I was going to say, so I enjoyed that he brought out the elimination of the Obamacare mandate. That was a big plus. I liked how, you know, in the past, they brought the heroes up at the very end. And I liked how he spaced the heroes out across his whole entire speech.
Well,
and
helped.
It wasn't just they one helped. Person. And he kind of brought it up in a relative point of his speech, and he would bring another person up, and then he would move to another topic, and he would bring another hero up. So it was very much about the people in general.
I agree with that. And listen, I apologize for interrupting. I got lost on one of my notes, and it reflected me back to what you said before the break, Ludwig, and that's that when he was talking about the MS-13 murders and introducing those folks, They didn't applaud. They sat on their hands. And I got to tell you, what kind of heart would not be moved by that circumstance? I was disgusted by them. I found their acts or lack thereof reviled, disgusting.
Even the parents of the young man who was brought back from North Korea, they didn't stand for him. They didn't stand for the young man who was mutilated in North Korea and successfully escaped to the South. And now he's fighting back and stood up with his crutch, and they didn't even stand for that.
What I don't get about it is that forget whether they can hate President Trump, but don't stand for Trump. Stand for those folks and the folks that they represent. Because
yeah.
There's hundreds of thousands of people around the world that are, and here in the United States, by the way, that are represented by those folks that he introduced. And to not stand for them, to not feel their plight and their heroism. The couple that lost their son, and you watch these stories. I thought Democrats like stories because they always come up with a whole balcony full of stories that they can draw on. And here are a handful of genuine people that have... I'm just really disgusted by them. I really am.
I know.
As a people, I'm disgusted by that.
If I'm running for election, re-election, or trying to challenge a Democrat, I take blips of that State of the Union, and it's in my campaign videos. Do you want those who don't stand for Americans? Do you want those who don't stand against MS-13? Right there you go. I didn't stand.
No, I didn't get it. But when he talks about merit-based immigration,
they go nuts.
They do. I'm guessing that that's one of the points that they call racism. Miles, do you identify merit-based immigration as racism?
No, I don't. I don't personally, no.
I don't get the... I don't get the connection. Help me, somebody.
Well, they already don't believe in merit-based hiring.
Right.
So immigration just gets lumped into that. We're not going to hire you based on what skill set you have or ability. We're going to based on what you look like. Same thing with immigration. We don't care what skill set you have. It's just about what you look like. Diversity has become a word that doesn't mean your inner diversity. It means your exterior.
And worse, it doesn't serve the person or persons that are being placed into those positions, and it doesn't serve the folks in total.
Yeah.
So you got to stand back and say, what are we doing? Like the chain migration that he's clearly against, and so am I, we're bringing in folks on a lottery system. What the heck kind of way is that to bring folks in from areas that you know are engaged in terrorism and civil war and all kind of other conflicts? No vetting. Lottery. We don't care who you are. You won. Come on in. Here's your check. There's your new business. Here's your home. Here's your insurance. By the way, our U.S. veterans don't have these things that we're giving you. Hope you're happy. I'm appalled by them.
I don't get chain migration. The lottery system's a joke. I mean, we're talking about needing tech people, and then we do a lottery instead of making sure we get the right people to fill the right needs that we have. This isn't just come here and not contribute. It's come here, assimilate, and contribute to society. And putting the wrong people in place based on what they look like is not the right way to do anything.
I don't know. I was more entranced by watching their lack of reaction and their Mickey Mouse response or responses, but I don't know. So, yeah.
How about Trump basically going after the NFL the week of the Super Bowl?
I stand for the flag, the national anthem.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But that's what we should be doing.
And then I especially like, and I love Trump, because even in debates, he would stare down at his opponent. As he's saying it, he turns to the left side and looks at them all.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yes.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ed Rollins. President Trump has demanded an end to chain migration and the visa lottery, along with securing our borders by building the wall. But many in Washington refuse to support President Trump's immigration policies, including the wall. Tell Congress it is time to fully support President Trump's immigration policies and fully fund the wall. Congress was given a mandate by the American people, and we need to send a message that we are going to support President Trump all the way through 2020, and we demand they do the same. Join me in demanding Congress support President Trump's immigration policies and fund the wall. Call now.
President Trump is demanding an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery, and the building of a wall to secure our southern border. Please pick up the phone now and call 800-334-0730. If you support President Trump's immigration policies, 800-334-0730. Call 800-334-0730.
Paid for by Great America PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GreatAmericaPAC.com.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah during the daily press briefing talking about allegations against former Staff Secretary Rob Porter, accused of abusing two of his ex-wives. Porter stepping down yesterday, even as he denies the claims. Congress just hours away from another government shutdown, set to vote today on a two-year budget deal that Senate leaders agreed to yesterday. Republican Senator Rand Paul holding up the process over spending increases. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland on Fox saying,
"This doesn't have everything everyone wants, and there are some things in here that not everyone will like, but it is overall, I believe, a good agreement."
The Dow finishing down 1,033 points today, closing at 23,860. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Having a fine time today in the studio, are we not?
We absolutely are. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all, listen, let's pivot away from the State of the Union, kind of. Miles, did you watch the Democratic response with, I think it's Congressman Kennedy?
Yeah, I did. It sounded like it was real relevant to the year 1960.
Yeah. He is a congressman. Am I wrong? I want to make sure that I'm accurate on that. Frankly,
yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he is. From Massachusetts.
No, we'll say it ain't so.
Yeah.
You mean you wouldn't get elected in Montana?
Not so much. Not if you use that speech you used last night.
So what was your interpretation of his reply? Just that it didn't line up? Because my interpretation is, what are you talking about? In fact, I put on my Facebook page, excuse me, Mr. Kennedy, the day before yesterday's news is calling you. I'm watching it going, this is disjointed. It does not have anything to do with the State of the Union topics, context. It's just an anti-Trump drama. And that appears to be, and what Ludwig said during break, I think is probably accurate, in that that's that their entire... The entire Democratic mantra, their call for 2018, is absent of policy, and it's just anti-Trump. That is their unifying message, is we don't like Trump, period. We don't even care what we think he might say. It reminds me of our conversation yesterday when we were talking about the folks that were interviewed that didn't like the State of the Union address before the State of the Union address. They didn't even hear it. And they're still babbling on with profound opinions about nothing, which is kind of what I perceive Joe Kennedy did.
And that thing was pre-written, had no relevance to what Trump said, and he could have used that as a stump speech. I mean, people were clapping, and I'm going, these are blatant lies.
It's just partisanship. So it has nothing to do with anything except we're going to beat you and we're going to keep on getting money from poor folks, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They get money from poor folks, and they get power from the money that they've gotten from the poor folks. That's what this is about.
Oh, the Democrats prey on the poor. That's for absolute certain.
Anyone that says that's not true is not paying attention, or they're actually getting some money on it.
Or they're one of the people that are being preyed on.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Anyhow, that was my view of it. Any other thoughts on him?
Well, I mean, so clearly I think that this kind of demonstrates just how blindly out of their mind, and I always like to say, you know, their hair is on fire. This shows why the Democrats on my Facebook are so living in another world than the one I'm in, and this is showing just how far off the rails they are.
Someone put on my Facebook page just shortly ago, referring to the speech itself from Trump, he said there were people trolling on Facebook and during the live feed on Facebook. One guy kept asking, is he ever going to talk about the LGBTQ? And I replied, he is. He's talking about Americans. First off, I love this person's response because I think he's exactly correct. Why do folks demand to be pigeonholed and labeled and set off into this tribe or that group or this block? And who the heck wants it? I'm an American. And to Trump's words, I'm an American dreamer.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go down that path, but while you were talking, I stumbled on this post. And this guy is exactly right. Trump was addressing all Americans, not I need to focus on this, all these little broke-up groups. I don't know why they want that. I see their message is extraordinarily negative. But one of the things I want to make sure we touch on is, were there five responses? I was told in advance of the State of the Union that the Democrats would have five different responses. In fact, I saw on Fox News and somewhere else, I think the other place was CNN, but it showed pictures of five different people, including Kennedy, that were going to give a response. And I thought, wow, if they've really got five disjointed responses all written before the speech, not only do they not know what they're talking about, but they must be in truly a civil war.
Yeah, there's only one according, well, I'm Googling or whatnot, and it doesn't show another one, only his.
Yeah, they actually labeled, and I should have taken a snap of the screen to so I could
I
make sure.
I found the article, but USA Today saying there's five slated.
Five slated.
Bernie Sanders was supposed to have one.
Yep.
Maxine Waters was doing one. Well, yeah, hers was on BET.
That would have been fun.
Elizabeth Guzman.
Well,
and that's a Spanish language response.
And listen, I'm okay with the Spanish language. And all these folks, by the way, someone could say that that's what this show is. So I bully for them. But if they really need to have five different responses, and rather than just sticking with a one disjointed response that wasn't even a response, it was just more, here, I brought this bag of negative and I wanted to spill it out across the country, which is what my perception of Kennedy's, first off, his claim to fame is his name. He didn't bring any talent to the pool that I could see, and they keep referring to him as a rising star. And if that's true, it's because of his name. The irony to that is that JFK would never get the nomination of the current Democratic Party because, frankly, he was center-right. I know that catches people's hair on fire, but by our current definition, JFK was center-right.
The one thing he said that bothered me the most, and the blatant lie that bothered me the most, was that Trump's diminishing civil liberties and taking them away. And there isn't a single civil liberty that he's taken away. When they're talking about civil liberties, they're talking about race. You know that's what they're discussing. And when we hear the lowest unemployment numbers ever in the black community, Hispanic community, how is that removing civil liberties?
Someone's messaging me. They said, I don't know if you saw it, but towards the end, one of the Democrats was actually standing and applauding, and he got pulled back down in his chair. Now, I didn't see that, but folks, I'm going to go back and watch it.
Wow.
So, then that would be the caucus, the Democratic caucus, going, you can't applaud that. Sit down, you idiot. So, I mean, that's fascinating. Listen, looking forward, is their strategy of negativity and attack, is that a winning combination for 2018 midterms? Miles, what say you?
I think that they're going to be fed by the mainstream media as they're all winning. They're going to kill it. They're going to take over the House and the Senate. They're going to be just the same way that they did the general. Oh, Hillary's got this in the bag. Trump's got no path to 270. And I think that they're being set up again for another disappointing election night.
You're expecting them not to take back either chamber of Congress?
No, I don't see it.
They see it. They think they're going to. I mean, that's a big flip for them to take back the House of Representatives. A modest flip for them to take back the U.S. Senate. But they're very convinced of it. They're thinking, by the way, folks, that they can move to impeachment if they get back one or both chambers. And that is what fuels their fire. And in my view, it is why they keep this particular argument front and center above all other issues that should be on the table.
You would think that Trump's pretty buffered from impeachment having Pence as his running mate.
What do you mean? Why do you say that?
They would hate him more.
Because he's in a Christian event?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, he's way more conservative.
What? You think he's more conservative?
Yeah, look at the state of Indiana. The state of Indiana, he made it a, well, he didn't, but legislation did.
I think you got to get pretty right wing to be more conservative than what Trump has been doing for the last year. And even I got to fess up and say that.
Yeah, but I don't think Pence would be in favor of offering 1.8 million illegals for amnesty. I don't think he would be offering infrastructure and certain things like that the left do like and want.
He may have to do infrastructure because at some point, regardless of who sits in that chair, infrastructure has to be dealt with.
It has to be.
And by my definition, referring to interstate commerce, that's one of only two or three powers that the United States government should be actually utilizing and focused on.
That national defense.
Interstate commerce and national defense, and beyond that, it's a slippery slope to figure out what they should be assigned with in terms of responsibility or power. Department of Education, absolute, unadulterated, train wreck in the extreme. The Department of Health, all across the spectrum, the U.S. government is a train wreck. And in my view, it's because they're so outside the bounds of what the Constitution provides them the power to do. That's my belief on that. I don't think they're capable of it because they're not supposed to be doing it in our small R folks, Republican form of governance.
You're so right. I had to tell a few students that yesterday when we were talking about something, and they thought the government should take care of people. And told them what the two forms of government are supposed to be.
Which are? We don't have time. You're out. Folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Don't be the one who gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more in your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it is time for the Enigma Report. Oh, yeah. Take it away, Mike.
I don't know how to follow that. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wittendorsky, or Chun Li. I'm sorry, everybody. This is the Enigma part of our show. And for me, the Enigma today is I'm trying to get my head around the idea that there's an entire political party that feels it cannot succeed unless we have economic failure. And I'm very serious with that because if we have economic strength going into the midterms, the Democratic Party will lose. And if we don't, they may win. At Carville from Clinton's, it's the economy, stupid. He was right, and it's just as true now. And when you watch them, the State of the Union or their constant blustering across the media spectrum, it's all negative. It's naysay because they have to be naysayers in order to prevail. And I think, who the heck would want their party to win so bad that they would be okay with people economically suffering or otherwise? Miles, am I off in a drink? Help me out. Help me understand this enigma.
No, I mean, it's like we were saying earlier. Clearly, that party is based off having a permanent underclass.
You would think, though, I'm obviously I'm wrong, because you would think that they would forget saying